U.S. Department of Agriculture has released their crop production and peanut stocks and processes for the month of December, and it shows about the same number of peanuts in the pipeline as a month ago. The U.S. crop now is estimated at 2,522,500 tons. However, we have inspected, according to the Federal State Inspection Service, 2,582,000 tons as of the 19th of January. This is based on harvesting about 1,307,000 acres of peanuts nationwide, and they average about 3,860 pounds per acre. The supply chart shows an ending supply of about 900,000 tons. It takes about 400 to 500 to fill up the pipeline, so farmers will go into the new year with a slight surplus of peanuts. The U.S. demand is right now estimated by USDA at 2,538,000 tons, so we produced about our demand, but the peanut industry did not use up any of the carry forward from previous years. It appears now that ending stocks will be the same as last month, and peanut domestic food consumption is estimated to be up about 1.8%. However, stocks and processing so far this year is showing 6.8% increase in peanut usage nationwide, and that's good news for peanut farmers. It appears now that the seed number will have to be adjusted, and that'll take some peanuts out of the pipeline as farmers will need seed for the new coming year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.